وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي الحبيب حفظك الله. My advice to this brother is to pick another name for his son that it will be easy for him and for his people to pronounce and to use. As even though this name is for a great companion, عكاشة بن محصن رضي الله تعالى عنه, أحد المبشرين بالجنة, one of the great companions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him already that he will be in the paradise and he died as a shaheed when he was fighting with the apostate people in the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A great companion, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, called him al-rajul al-salih, the great man. But even with that, my dear brother, leave us be in a practic side. I know this name, and I know you people, that this name will be very heavy on their tongue, and I scare this son will, this newborn will face a lot of difficulties in his future in your land. So I advise the brother to pick an easier name for a greater companion. For example, Umar, Abu Bakr, the name of the Prophet ﷺ himself, Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And others, it's easy for people to pronounce and to use, and I hope this newborn not gonna face difficulties in his future because of the of his name. At the same time, a name that will be 100% accepted by the authorities in your country. This is my advice, أخي. بارك الله فيك. حفظك الله أخي الكريم. I would like to add for you a benefit is connected with your question. Is regarding announcing the name of the babies when should to be. If you read the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will know that in their life, alayhi salatu wasallam wa radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they used to announce the name of their babies in two different situations. Either after they born immediately, like how Abu Musa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did with his son, after his wife delivered his baby, immediately he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said to him, he got a son. So the Prophet ﷺ named him Ibrahim. He named him for Abu Musa, Ibrahim, Ibrahim ibn Abi Musa. And here a benefit, it shows you how the Prophet ﷺ used to love this name Ibrahim. He gave it to his own son عليه الصلاة والسلام. Then after that, he even gave it to his companion, to the son of his companion Ibrahim. And the second situation is when in the seventh, also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in Hadith Samurah, Hadith Al-Hasan an Samurah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كل غلام مرتهن بعقيقته مرتهن يوم سابعه بعقيقته يوم سابعه ويحلق رأسه ويسمى. فقال ويسمى يوم سابعه in the seventh. So these two different ways to announce the name of the babies, either in the first day or in the seventh. But you must understand this is only preferable, this mustahab is not obligate. Means if someone named his son before the seventh, it's allowed also, or before even he born, no problem. No problem also, even if he passed the seventh day to the tenth, or to the 14th, or to the 24th, like how came in Al-Hadith, also can, no problem. But the mustahab, the confirmed mustahab, to be in the first day or in the seventh. And my dear brother, but you shouldn't pass the seventh day unless you have a reason, you shouldn't. And like I said, this all is mustahab, is not wajib. In Hadith Samra, the Prophet said, "Murtahanun." Murtahanun means it's a kind of firms to show us how confirmed is for you to give some name to your son, maximally by the seventh. But also, it is not wajib. So, my dear brother, the announcing for the name of the children is a bit flexible. You choose whatever you think is suitable for you and for your son. Barakallahu fiqh. You choose whatever suitable for your son and for yourself according to the time and also according to the name. لقوله عليه الصلاة والسلام أحسنوا أسماء أبنائكم. Beautify the names of your children. حفظك الله.